TurboQuant, redefining AI efficiency with extreme compression. Vectors are fundamental to how AI models process information. High-dimensional vectors capture complex data like image features, word meanings, and dataset properties, but they consume vast amounts of memory. This creates bottlenecks in the key-value cache, which stores frequently accessed information for quick retrieval. Vector quantization reduces high-dimensional vector sizes to enhance vector search speed and relieve key-value cache constraints. Traditional approaches, however, introduce memory overhead by requiring full precision storage of quantization constants for each data block, adding 1 to 2 extra bits per number and undermining compression benefits. Google Research introduces TurboQuant, a compression algorithm that addresses this memory overhead challenge. The approach works through two stages. First, it randomly rotates data vectors and applies standard quantization to individual vector parts using the polar quant method. Second, it applies the quantized Johnson-Linden-Strauss algorithm to the remaining errors using just 1 bit, eliminating bias and improving accuracy scores. Polar quant converts vectors from Cartesian to polar coordinates, representing data as a radius, indicating strength, and angles, indicating direction. This eliminates expensive normalization steps since angles follow predictable patterns mapped to fixed grids. Testing across multiple benchmarks showed that TurboQuant achieves perfect downstream results while reducing key-value memory by at least 6 times. The method quantizes caches to just 3 bits without requiring training or fine-tuning, while maintaining model accuracy. On H100 GPU accelerators, 4-bit TurboQuant delivers up to 8 times the performance over 32-bit unquantized keys. For vector search applications, TurboQuant consistently outperforms baseline methods in recall ratios. These algorithms are theoretically grounded, operating near mathematical efficiency limits, making them reliable for large-scale systems including semantic search and language models.